Walking across the square to the hotel, everything looked new and changed. I had never seen the trees before. I had never seen the flagpoles before, nor the front of the theater. It was all different. I felt as I felt once, coming home from an out-of-town football game. I was carrying a suitcase with my football things in it, and I walked up the street from the station in the town I had lived in all my life, and it was all new. They were raking the lawns and burning leaves in the road, and I stopped for a long time and watched. It was all strange. Then I went on, and my feet seemed to be a long way off, and everything seemed to come from a long way off. And I could hear my feet walking, a great distance away. I had been kicked in the head early in the game. It was like that crossing the square. It was like that going up the stairs in the hotel. Going up the stairs took a long time, and I had the feeling that I was carrying my suitcase. There was a light in the room. Bill came out and met me in the hall.
"Say," he said, "go up and see Cone. He's been in a jam and he's asking for you."
"The hell with him."
"Go on. Go on up and see him."
I did not want to climb another flight of stairs. "What are you looking at me that way for?"
"I'm not looking at you. Go on up and see Cone. He's in bad shape."
"You were drunk a little while ago," I said.
"I'm drunk now," Bill said, "but you go up and see Cone. He wants to see you."
"All right," I said. It was just a matter of climbing more stairs. I went on up the stairs, carrying my phantom suitcase. I walked down the hall to Cone's room. The door was shut and I knocked. "Who is it?"
"Barnes."
"Come in, Jake." I opened the door and went in and set down my suitcase. There was no light in the room. Cone was lying face down on the bed in the dark. "Hello, Jake."
"Don't call me Jake."
I stood by the door. It was just like this that I had come home. Now it was a hot bath that I needed, a deep hot bath to lie back in. "Where's the bathroom?" I asked. Cone was crying. There he was, face down on the bed, crying. He had on a white polo shirt, the kind he'd worn at Princeton. "I'm sorry, Jake. Please forgive me."
"Forgive you, hell."
"Please forgive me, Jake."
I did not say anything. I stood there by the door.
"I was crazy. You must see how it was."
"Oh, that's all right."
"I couldn't stand it about Brett."
"You called me a pimp."
I did not care. I wanted a hot bath. I wanted a hot bath in deep water. "I know. Please don't remember it. I was crazy."
"That's all right."
He was crying. His voice was funny. He lay there in his white shirt on the bed in the dark, his polo shirt.